This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Honestly, I am not sure what to say at this point except, man, there was more Russia White House Comey-related scoopage this afternoon from the Washington Post and the New York Times. However, comma, this is a show about business and economics, and that is where we are going to take it. Rachel Abrams is at the New York Times. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
So, Sudeep, we talked about this the day that Jim Comey was fired. We got you on and we said, listen, what does this mean for the economic agenda of the Trump administration? And you said, I have no idea. Except you said it better than that. Has the last, I don't even, what's it been, like 10 days changed anything? Are we still economically paralyzed agenda-wise?
We are mostly economically paralyzed. There was a lot of movement before the Comey firing that could have created the potential, the momentum for actually getting some small pieces of this done. The Comey firing and everything that's happened since then, and there's been a lot happening since then, it's all been a mind-bending series of political scandals, and we are just at the beginning of it. If it is this difficult to make sense of where we are now on all of these Russia scandals, I can promise you members of Congress who are trying to keep up are not necessarily digging in to figure out where to structure each piece of the tax code and how to put bonds in an infrastructure package and get all that done. It's just not going to be at the top of their minds right now.
And yet, Rachel, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said today he was asked whether tax reform is going to get done in 2017. And he said, yes, yes, yes. Granted that he kind of has to say that, but reality check, please.
I think everything looks a little bit more dim in terms of chances, mm-hmm. just in light of all of the scandals enveloping the White House. And especially when you're talking about Paul Ryan, as we know, one of the things he cares about the most is this border adjustment tax that just seems to be less and less likely, even and is even falling out of favor within his own party. And the border adjustment tax, of course, is this idea of taxing imports more heavily to encourage domestic production. And companies, retailers hate it. And it just seems like this thing that is, in some extent, one of Paul Ryan's babies is just mm-hmm. also seeming less and less likely.
Do me a favor and tell a tale out of school here. You and I were chatting and Sudeep before the gong went, right? And we were just checking the microphones and all this jazz. And you said, listen, I've been out reporting in not the Beltway and not New York City. And people are not paying as much attention as perhaps the rest of us. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, I was in a rural part of Pennsylvania, and the Comey news is just blaring in the background. It's lighting up my phone every 10 minutes. And people there, this is a former steel town I was in, and people there just, it wasn't, I talked to so many small business owners, you know, retail workers, local advocates, nonprofits, and what do you care about? What are you worried about? The answer is jobs, the economy, healthcare. And it's not Comey.
Sudeep, give me the so there's the president as we speak is on a plane to Saudi Arabia. There is this old trope in Washington that politics ends at the water's edge, right? When the president travels overseas. What about economics and our this is a clunky way to put it, but American reputational brand value as he heads into negotiations with foreign leaders and as he is overseas as the commander in chief and the president?
If the last 4 months have taught us anything, it's that all rules, customs, and norms no longer exist in how we engage in economic diplomacy, security diplomacy, just about every front in engaging with all these countries. Just the things we've heard allegedly said in the Oval Office in engaging with Russia are enough to make your head spin. So if you were trying to build a sense of what's going to happen on the president's first foreign trip based on what often happens on a presidential foreign trip, you're looking at it the wrong way. There is a desire to get deals done and the desire to win. Everything else is really up for grabs. And so you will have the administration going into this and countries prepared for this, that the United States had been the driving force for globalism for decades, and now it is a leading force for nationalism, and people just don't know what to make of that right now.
Rachel, let me bring it back home for a second and real quick talk the markets, just because there was that big sell-off on Wednesday and everybody's like, yeah, so what? How come Wall Street is not more antsy?
I don't know. I would imagine that Wall Street is still anticipating some business-friendly tax cuts. I think that, you know, there's still some optimism that Trump is going to revitalize the economy and through tax cuts or other sorts of – there's still an optimism, basically. And I think you're seeing that reflected in the stock market to some extent. But obviously, consumers are not feeling confident. They're not spending more. And I think that is a source of is an issue right now.
Rachel Abrams at the New York Times. Sudeep Reddy, he is with Politico. It's another Friday in this economy. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kai.